sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC. Saka 9 kuMtolikazi 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Silokudana kakhulu ngokuthi inani labantu abafayo liyaqansa, kodwa lokho sisehluleka ukuthi sihlabe ijekiseni. Ekuqaleni ibingatholakali, kodwa kathesi sikhona sesixotshwa ngoba kuyakhethwa abantu okumele bahlabe.
I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedi weZimbabwe osekusethusa abaningi, ikakhulu abakumsebenzi wezempilakahle.
So in my letter I said they should investigate or use their power to direct the Commissioner General to conduct investigation.
UNkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu selilobe incwadi yesicelo sokuthi leZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission becubungule udaba lukasomabhizimusi umnumzana Kutakwashe Thakwe. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka koBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulomsakazo. I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedi weZimbabwe osokusethusa abaningi, ikakhulu abasebenza kwezempilakahle. Kunje leli gciwane libulele abangamachumi amahlanu lasithupha 56 ngokutshona kwelanga layizolo kuphela, kwathi abantu abazenkulungwane ezedlula ezimbili 2156 batholakale belalo, kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. UBathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isabelo seMathebeleni North so esihamba phambili ngenani lasebebanjwe i-COVID-19 sithole amajekiseni azinkulungwane ezingamachumi lanhlanu. Amajekiseni la asiwe endaweni lapho umkhuhlane obhahe khona kakhulu ezigoqela iLupane, iBinga, iWange kanye leNkayi. Okhangele ezempilakahle eMathebeleni North uDokotela Munengayi Phadingani uthi ijekiseni ibisidingakala ngoba umumo uqhubeka usiba mubi.
15,000 from the 500,000. Phakathi kwamajekiseni ayizigidi ezinhlanu, uhulumende khona ezakwabela ezinye izigaba ngoba ijekiseni isidingwa ngamandla.
The demand is high.
UNkosikazi Sazini Sivindi isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ukuqansa kwenani labantu ababulawa yi-COVID-19 selisethusa.
Silokudana kakhulu ngokuthi inani labantu abafayo liyaqansa, kodwa lokho sisehluleka ukuthi sihlabe ijekiseni. Ekuqaleni ibingatholakali, kodwa kathesi sikhona sesixotshwa ngoba kuyakhethwa abantu okumele bahlabe. Lokhu kumele kulungisiswe kusasemasinyane.
UNkosikazi Wayne Xaba esinye njalo isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uyakusekela lokhu.
Inamba yabantu ababulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID isisesabisa kakhulu ngoba ukuthi ngelanga elilodwa ube kulabantu abayi-56 asebebule umkhuhlane lo kunzima.
UNkosikazi Sithandekile Ndlovu ongumongi ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bazivikele bona labemuli ngokugqoka amamaski lokunye.
Abantu kabagqoke amamaski bangawalengisi, bawagqoke bavale amakhala lomlomo okuqondileyo ngaso sonke isikhathi nxa bephakathi kwabantu kumbe phakathi kwezimoto ezibathwalayo. Abantu bangasondelelani lokungayi nje kweminye imihlangano ngoba kulapho kuba labantu khona abaningi. Wonke umuntu kasikazijwayeza ukuthwala isanitizer ihlale eduzane laye nokugeza izandla ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Kusiya phela usuku lwayizolo uhulumende ubike ukuba kubhubhe abantu abangamachumi amahlanu lasithupha i-56 idolobho leHalale belikhokhela ngabantu abangamachumi amathathu lanye i-31 kulandela iMashonaland West ngabantu abayisithupha, kulandele iMidlands ngabantu abahlanu, kulandele iMashonaland Central ngabantu abane, kuze iMathebeleland ngabantu abathathu, kulandele iManicaland, Mashonaland East leMathebeleland North ezilabantu ababili, zonke kucinele ngeBulawayo elomuntu oyedwa obhubhileyo. Kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye inani labantu asebebulewe yi-COVID selikunkulungwane ezimbili lamachumi amabili lesitshiyagalolunye i-2029. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle lulobe ebulenjini ukuba umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe ilizwe sebelile izigidi ezilikhulu zamadola eMelika, i-100 million eyokuthenga amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Khathesi sokusebenze izigidi ezingamachumi amane, i-40 million, sokusele izigidi ezingamachumi ayisithupha, i-60 million. Njalo nxa kule ndingeko izakwengezelelwa leyo mali. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Igqwetha elilodumo kwezokulwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa uselobele incwadi yesicelo kwabekhomishini elawula indaba zenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission izak efuna kwenziwe uphenyo lokudengisisa kwamabhizimusi kamnumzana Qhudakwashe Thakwe-Ray. Lokhu ukwenza ngemva kokuvezwe ngabezindaba abe-The Sentry namankampani kaThakwe-Ray. UMavis Kamause uthulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abe-The Sentry baqhube uphenyo olubanzi lokudingisisa indlela amankampani kasomabhizimusi olodumo uThakwe-Ray asebenza ngayo. Kwavela ukuba asebenza ngokungekho emthethweni. Unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa osebenza labenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ulandisa kabanzi ngalesi sicelo sakhe.
So in my letter I said they should investigate or use their power.
Ngithi mina mabenze uphenyo kumbe basebenzise amandla abalawo ukutshela usikomitsho amapholisa ukuba enze lwenziwe lolo phenyo. Liyazi ukuba banjani laba bantu. Bahlezi besithi akekho oke waluletha lolu daba. Yiso lesi sizathu esingenze ngababhalela abeZak.
Isikhulumeli seZak, uCommissioner John Makamure, uthi bazokhangelisisa lesi sicelo.
If she has returned to the commission as a citizen, yes, commission.
Abe commission bazoyikhangela leyo ncwadi, bayihluzisise, bese besitsho ukuba manyathelo bani azothathwa kulandelwa okumunyethwe ngu-Section 255 wesisekelo sombuso.
In accordance with Section 255 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Omunye wabaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela ilungelo loluntu, umnumzana Charles Nyoni, upha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Kuyamangalisa sibili ukuthi bona sebemelela ukuthi uze isimeli samalungelo kakaZulu size silethe indaba phambili kwayo, kodwa labona bekwazi ukuthi kune report yaphumayo bengazange bayenza ama investigations, njalo bengazami ngababopha umuntu kumbe bayenza umsebenzi wabo bona njenge Anti-Corruption Committee eyo ekumele ube umsebenzi wayo. Kuyamangalisa njalo kuyadanisa.
Ubekwayicala uThakwe-Ray lokuba lamankampani asebenza ngendlela engekho emthethweni elenkohlakalo phakathi, njalo esiyafihla izimali zakhe kwamanye amazwe kuma-offshore accounts akhe okuyimali yelizwe. Embikweni owethulwe ngabe-The Sentry kuvele ukuba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kanye losiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe umnumzana John Mangujika bayakwazi okwenziwa nguThakwe-Ray. UMangujika uthe ebuzwa ngabe-Studio 7 uthe akalalwazi ngokwenziwa nguThakwe-Ray. UMnangagwa akakethuli umbono wakhe ngalolu daba, njalo imizamo yalomsakazo yokukhuluma loThakwe-Ray lokhu sehlula. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Komanda webutho umnumzana Etsai Chimonyo usephiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe, i-National Hero. Lokho kwaziswe ngumangameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla ngesikhathi esethekelela umndeni kamnumzana Chimonyo ubeyawukhalela ngokubika komsakazo we-ZBC. Umnumzana Chimonyo ubhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Lanxa abanye bephatheke kubi ngokudlula kwakhe, abanye bathi abalandaba laye ngoba engomunye wabaphatheka kugugurawonke. Mthondi. Lapho ibutho elibikwa labulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili emathebeleleni leMidlands. Inhlanganiso yeBhethu likaZulu ithi kulusizi ukuthi abantu abaphatheka kulumbhoqazwe bafa bechiya udaba lolu lungalungisiswanga. Owayengumkhokheli weviyo leZipra umnumzana Abraham Ngiwane ubhobhe ngolwesibili laye uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe izolo. Akukaziwa ukuthi ababili laba bazabekwa nini. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lesiphathamandla seBhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo. Waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ngiwane.
Kulusizi ukubana ubaba uNkiwane usedlulile emhlabeni kuyadanisa, kodwa kudanisa ukudlula yonke leyo nto yokubana ubaba uNkiwane lapho abhubhele khona, nokubana ubaba uNkiwane abaningi abatsha bazwa ngaye esebhubhile, ikanti yibo ama-pioneers esitrakhi abantu abangenzanga lutho. Umvuka ngikhona yibo abadike ubaba uNkiwane ngenxa yokuthi esindebeleni kuthiwa inyoni ezihlakaniphileyo ziyakha izidleke zazo ngeziboya zezinye. Usebenzile ubaba uNkiwane, usekhulunywa ngaye sedlule emhlabeni. Abantu abangenzanga lutho bayakholisa bafela ezibhedlela zangaphandle kwelizwe bedinga ukwelatshwa beselatshiswa nguhulumende endaweni ezidulayo, kodwa abalweli benkululeko abaqotho bafela khona lapha e-UBH. Kuyadanisa.
Obe ngukomanda webutho oyetheswa icala lokuphatheka kugugurawundi umnumzana Izayi Chimonyo laye sibone edlula emhlabeni izolo, lingathini ngokutshona kwakhe?
Okachimonyo udlulile emhlabeni kunusizi ukuthi udlule esesibhedlela enganasibe ezinyaweni zezandleni. Ngicala lenzayo ube ngumntotwa ngabe ufe elindwe ngogadi jeke. Ukufa kubongelwa, njalo ukufa ayisikho okuthonisisayo izigayi, ngoba wonke umuntu uzakufa. Kodwa eqinisweni alubana abantu silamandla, alubana uChimonyo labanye bakhe abaqeda abantu kwakufuze bebavikele. Ngoba ungakhangela ube libutho lelizwe, wabulala abantu egqoke inifomu yelizwe esebenzisa i-taxpayers money. So ngokunjalo bekufuze ukuthi ebe ngumuntu osejele for breaking the oath yakhe yokuthi uza protect ilizwe, bekufuze evalelwe ebotshwa. Ebotshwa sivili ebe ku-declass khona lezigebenga.
Lo umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-eBhethu likaZulu obekhuluma ecingweni lo Ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Life Talk namuhla uhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lasebebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyanwa belegcikwane leli. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane.
Biden ukhangelele ukuthi uzakhuluma ngokususwa kwebutho leMelika kwele Afghanistan lapho kade zidlale khona okwesikhathi eside. Ngesikhathi kukhanya ngani iTaliban iyayilwisana labantu bakwele Afghanistan isibambe inkamba eziningi lapho kade kuhlala khona amasotsha akweleMelika. UBiden kukhanya ngazani wayevele efisa ukuthi amabutho asuswe kwele Afghanistan njengalokho kwakufiswa ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump. Ukhanya ngazani ke ibutho elingaphansi kwe-NATO lizasuka kwele Afghanistan ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Abalolongwa libutho le-America lamanye amazwe ukhanya zani bayehluleka ukugcina inkamba ezazihlala khona ibutho leMelika. Okhokhela amapolisa kwele Haiti ubika ukuba sokubulewe abantu abane abacatshangelwa ukuthi babulele umongameli Jovenel Moise kwele Haiti. Umongameli Moise ungenelwe ngabantu emzini wakhe, bamdubula bahamba abantu labo banyamalala. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani ke uhulumende uthi babanjwe abantu labo belokhu bese Haiti, bacatshangelwa ukuthi abanye babo bavela kwamanye amazwe. Amapolisa alile ukuvezela umsakazi we-Voice of America okuningi ngodaba lolu.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court wakwele South Africa usulahle isicelo sokuba engavalelwa entolongweni uMnumzana Jacob Zuma owake waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi sokuqhamuke udlakela esigabeni seKwaZulu Natal okulabanye abathi akumelanga uMnumzana Zuma avalelwe. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Inkampani yezindaba eReuters ithi umthethwandaba kawuvezanga izizathu zokulahlwa kwesicelo sikaZuma. Wahamba emapoliseni ngolwesithathu wayavalelwa e-Escort Correctional Services Center. UZuma wala ukuyamiswa kukhomishini ehlolisisa ubukhohlakali abetheswayo. Inkantolo ye-Constitutional Court yamgweba ukuba avalelwe entilongweni okwenyanga ezilitshumi lanhlanu. UMnumzana Majobana Ncube igqweta elilwela ilungelo loluntu uthi akumangalisi okwedulwe yinkantolo ye-High Court.
Nxa sikhayela umthetho isinqumo lesi yisho esiqondileyo ngoba vele i-High Court yayingelawo amandla yokuthi imise isinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Osokuseleke ukuthi uzumamelele ilanga le-Constitutional Court ukuthi yavuma yini ukuthi ibuye isitshintshe isinqumo sayo sokuthi waphambanisa lokuthi wayefuza ukuthi agwetshwe ukuthi aye ejele.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Philip Gawule okubandla leZANU-PF.
Kuqondile kakhulu ukuthi abantu abanjengaboZuma babe yisibonelo esihle. Nxa ufuna ukulungisa izinto, mbonakani South Africa is setting a very good example, esibonelo esihle kithi sonke ukuthi akula muntu ongaphezu komthetho.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla leZANU-PF uyakusola ukubotshwa kukaZuma.
Uthelela usizi kakhulu ukubana indoda eyalisa ubukliwi babelungu waba ngomunye wabakhulula elizwe leSouth Africa ukubana kube lozibuse namhlanje kuyo sejikele ejele kungaqondakali ukubana ujikela ngasizathu bani njalo kuvelaphi kusiyaphi.
Kuyaxokozela KwaZulu Natal okulabalandeli bakaZuma abaningi abatshengisela emgoqweni besona ukubotshwa kwakhe. Bathi bazotshengisela uZuma aze akhululwe entilongweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland nginguGibbs Dube.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz kushort wave.
Okwamanje lisize udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Umongameli Joe Biden weMelika labakhokheli bomanyano wamazwe akhuthaza umbuso okhululekileyo azakala ngokuthi G7 bathi bazimisele ukuqeda ukusetshenziswa kwabantu ngokungekho emthethweni, inkohlakalo kanye lokwethusela ukubhadalisa abanye ukuthi bahlenge abathunjiweyo. EleMelika le-G7 lithi likhathazekile njalo ngokubanjwa kwabantu ngamandla ukuthi besebenze. Lokhu kusenziwa nguhulumende okugoqela abohlobo lwama-Aegers leminye imihlobo labokholo lwabalutshwana e-Xinjiang e-China. abaphatheke kulokho ngabakungatshaya izivalisa ezokulima ezamandla omlilo ovela elangeni labathunga impahla. Abakhokheli laba bavumelene ngokubaluleka kokulondoloza ilungelo loluntu kanye lokwenqabela ukuthi abantu bebanjwe ngamandla okusebenza. Amazwe akumanyano we-G7 athi azimisele njalo ukulungisa uhlupho lokwethuselwa kwabantu ngokuthi bazathunjwa ngamaqembu enza lokho ngendlela yokuthi behlengwe ngemva kwenhlawulo. Kulokungenela okukhulu ngokungekho emthethweni kwabantu ebulenjini okuthinta kakhulu amazwe akumanyana we-G7 lamanye kungatsha ezivalisa izakhiwo ezokuhiqiza impahla lezibhedlela. Amacala ebulenjini la aphinda aphazamise imali yebulenjini ababolekana imali njalo aqondiswe ebantwini abasemhlabeni jikelele. Uhulumende lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kufanele basebenze bonke ukwenza kube lukhuni ukwenelisa ukudala amacala ebulenjini. Konke okwenzakala ebulenjini kufanele kuhlolwe njalo kudingisiswe. Abatholakala belamacala bathoniswe kuqiniswe inhlelo zokwenqabela lokhu. Umanyano we-G7 uphinde wavumelana ukuqeda inkohlakalo. Umongameli Joe Biden usanda ukuthi lokhu yinsika kunhlelo zeMelika njalo wethula ugwalo lwe-National Security Study Memorandum on the Fight Against Corruption olule njongo yokuqinisa lo msebenzi. Inkohlakalo idala ukungethembani, yenza uhulumende engasebenzi kuhle, ichitha impahla zelizwe, iqeda injongo yembuso ekhululekileyo, ibhidliza imnotho yelizwe kukanti ayilungelanga abantu. Elemelika lindawonye lamazwe e-G7 lizalwisana lokungasetshenziswa kuhle kwamankampani, inkohlakalo kwezokuthengwa kwezindlu lekwabeni ulwazi njalo lenze lokhu kube ludaba olumqoka. Elemelika liyamukela ukuzimisela komanyano we-G7 ukuthi usebenze lawo ukuqeda inkohlakalo. Njengokusho kukamongameli Joe Biden, elemelika selibuyile emsebenzini wokukhokhela umhlaba lilamazwe yasekela umbono walo. Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka koBulawayo. USithandwa kulezi nsuku ucula eseNew York kwelemelika. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvat.
Lo sixoxa labaculi beZimbabwe abacula imiculo etsheneyo kumagumba amanomhlaba. Namhlanje sibheke umculo wengoma zokholo siloSithandwa elingathanda ubamazi imvelaphi yakhe.
Ngazalelwa koBulawayo, ngikhulele eNketha 8, ngafunda eAmavane Primary School eNkulumane, ngazofunda eMontrose Girls High plus the last is journalism and media studies. Ngangicula ebandleni as a praise and worship leader at Glad Tidings Fellowship koBulawayo lase Word of Life International Ministries. Langapha eMelika ngiyacula as a praise and worship leader.
Sandra uqhubeka ithatha isisusa sokungena kwakhe kwezomculo lokuthi kungane egxile kumdumo wezokholo.
Mina ke ngaqala ukucula ngile minyaka eyisithupha ngicula kuSunday School. Njalo babethanda ukuthi nje mincane njalo babethanda ukuthi ngicule ngilide izingoma zonke nje ezabe zilidwa omakhelwane labazalwane engakhula labo babekholisa ukungizwa ngihlabelela umculo wesontweni nje babuthanda ukuthi ngiphinde izingoma.
Zayo kakhulu ukuthi yagcindezele umculo wakhe osithandwa uthi ngumza wakhe uPeter Dlamini lomfo wabo Joshua Spanda ababonga kakhulu ngokumfaka kwezomculo.
Ngo-2011 to 2012 ngajoyina-ke iqembu elithiwa yiZen Praise elibased eHarare. Ngacula ingoma ethi uthando lukababa ukusungano live DVD yabo. Album engayireleza last year okuthiwa ebizwa ithiwe ngu-Seated on the Throne ngayiproduselwa ngubhenga umnumzana we-South Africa uBheka Mthethwa lo Erastus Mleya owakoBulawayo.
Welemelika usithandwa wecula enkozweni lemdlalweni nxa abantu bemcelile. Siya ilizwi kubalaleli Mancube.
Likhuthazeke lihlale okholweni noma kungathini, uThixo uhlezi esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi njalo uyasinakakela nje. Umculo wami uyatholakala in all digital stores ku-Facebook page lami elithi Sithandwa Ncube Music, ku-Instagram at Sithandwa Ncube. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, inkosi elibusise lonke.
Sibusisekile ngomculo walohlonzi ocula ngusithandwa Ncube Tigere obekunguye esilaye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe lempela sonto ebusisekileyo, sithandaneni sonke ngomculo kasithandwa. Igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus
Bani.
Sithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka koBulawayo osecula eseMelika. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedu elizweni osekusethusa abaningi kakhulu abakumsebenzi wezempilakahle. Onkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uselobe incwadi yesicelo sokuthi abe commission eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission becubungule udaba lukasomabhizinisi umnumzana Khujakwashe Chakwirey. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Musithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Ngiyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.